are Marav. And we have a unique sentence that we say before Marav that we don't say any other time. Of course, we have that dispersed in other areas of davening, but as a precedent to the particular tefillah, Marav is unique. And the question is posed as to why we say that sentence, why we introduce our tefillah at night with those words. And a number of views have been proposed. The first is that it has 13 words in it, and it activates divine mercy. Another reading is that it opposes the three archangels of night, Mashchit, Af, and Chema, which is why we say, V'hur achom yachabavam v'lo yashchit, V'hir b'lashiv apo v'lo ya'ir kol chamato. But I'm not a mystic. And something else struck me. In the comments of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, we say, V'hur achom yachaper, he who is merciful atones before Mariv, because Mariv is in place of the korbanot, the remnants that were burned at night on the altar. And as those used to atone in place of that atonement, we say, V'hur achom yachaper avon, which is meaningful because it is at night that we think of atoning as we enter darkness. We think about how we can strive for more perfection, and we evoke mercy and compassion and clemency and empathy and benevolence. But what strikes me even more about the fact that we say this in place of korbanot is that davening itself is an adaptation. As we sit here this evening in front of our screens, not in the Bet Midrash with each other, not in the shul with each other, it can feel artificial, it can feel distant, it can feel disconnected, it can feel false. And it's just an adaptation. But every night before Mariv, we give a liturgical gesture that recognizes that all prayer is an adaptation, that Jewish life for the last two millennia has been an adaptation, that we are all suffering a loss of God's presence, of His proximity, of His explicit providence, and that we say a sentence, a verse before Mariv every night, even in a minyan, to compensate for the lack of the temple, for the lack of the Bet HaMikdash. And it is a symbol at the beginning of each night that actually that mercy, that compassion is already implanted in us, and it is the human capacity to adapt, to persevere, and to strive on. We say V'hu Rachum in place of the Korbanot, and we sit here this evening in front of screens in place of the shul. And it gives us hope, and it gives us confidence that for 2,000 years, we have been adapting to circumstances that are beyond control, and we have been surviving because we have held together, and we have held firm to our traditions, and our rituals, and our religious life. And it is with that that I want to begin Mariv together. For those of you who have a siddur, we're going to daven. Men and women are invited and welcome. I will unmute you so you can hear the voices of each other davening. And I will invite you all to stay on, and I will share on your screens Yavinu Malkeinu. We're not going to say all of them, but select ones, and that will be afterwards.